on an ordinary night, among people like us, in an ordinary place, with homes and streets for living and walking, in a moment in time when the stars wheeled across the skies as they do now, and shepherds grazed in the grass as they did each day, and earth received its Christ. So let's join together to sing, "Unto us a boy is born." Please have a seat. And let us join together to pray. Let us pray. This is the moment. This is the time of gladness, the rebirthing of love. Listen, listen for the sounds of joy. Here among our everyday places, here among our ordinary lives, is the emerging of grace. Watch, watch for the signs of the holy. In this time, in every time, we hold our breath for the wonder of the Christ. All around us, we find situations which take away our faith in the birth of love among us. If we have lost our sense of awe and wonder and delight and believe these things belong in children's stories alone, Lord, forgive us. If we no longer expect surprises and take the gifts of others and our own gifts for granted, Forgive us, God, of babies in mangers and shepherds in fields. When love for the world seems an impossible dream, and we give power to cynicism and a spirit of defeat. Forgive us, God, of the shining star of hope. Jesus Christ came into the world as it was, in all its humanness. So in every generation, love will come again. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So let's listen to the story of the season, which I think it's Nick going to read to us. The story as it is told, not from the point of view of Mary, but from the point of view of Joseph, which means in the Gospel according to Matthew.
So the reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. The birth of Jesus the Messiah. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he'd resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
Don't you wish sometimes that it actually was about Santa and not about Jesus? Santa is gifts and parties and presents and froth and fun and nothing else. Jesus is solidity, love, eternal compassion and strengthening. Why? Because there is trauma and sadness in our world, and not in Santa's world. The worst that's happening in Santa's world is a bit of a squabble with an elf. But that's not the real world. And Jesus is born into the real world. The child in the manger will die on a cross. He will be betrayed by friends. He will be tortured by enemies. And he knows what it is to run from persecution, and he knows what it is to be homeless. Could we not have Santa? No, because Santa is the slave driver who forces people to overspend on presents, who makes people feel obligated to redecorate their homes so that they look perfect, who pushes people into nice dinners where they have to keep their mouths shut until eventually they explode and the violence starts, whether physical or literal violence. Santa says it's all lovely and nice. Jesus says, on the earth there will be suffering, there is death, and into this world I come. And I will be with you in the middle of it. You do not have to pretend. However, all that having been said, Jesus is also the one who turns water into wine, the one who was criticized for hanging out with prostitutes and drunks, Jesus who knew how to be at a party, and there is a time to celebrate. God has come among us to live with us, to be with us, the real us, not the plastic Christmas Day best behavior us, but the Monday morning dragging ourselves out of bed us, the broke, the foolish us. God is with us. So let the corks pop. Let people kick off their shoes and start dancing. Clear their throats and say, I love you, and begin to sing. Because there is something to celebrate, and it is something that is totally real. So let us pray. We thought we knew where to find you. We hardly needed a star to guide the way, just perseverance and common sense. Why do you hide yourself away from the powerful and join the refugees and the outcasts, calling us to follow you there? We thought we had laid you safe in the manger. We wrapped you in the thickest sentiment we could find and stressed how long ago you came to us. Why do you break upon us in our daily life with messages of peace and goodwill, demanding that we think something about it? God, give justice. So we pray for our ordinary world and all the ordinary places and all the ordinary people that we know and love and are concerned about. And the situations that we've heard about, where the water rises, the disease spreads, power is abused. Where people don't know how to celebrate, to cast off their shoes and dance. because they're anxious about what people will say about them. And they don't have the courage to be the first one to say, I love you, because they are fearful of rejection. And they think the only way they can be accepted is by what they buy. And so they are overcome by debt. Lord, bring us to that manger, to that true rejoicing, which will make wisdom, justice, and righteousness alive in us. Lord, hear our prayer and let our cry come to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. So as we move to our communion, let's continue our worship as we make our offering. So let us pray. As Mary offered herself in her humanity, so we offer our gifts. We bring them in faith. We bring them in gratitude. We bring bread. We bring wine. We bring money. We bring ourselves. For we are grateful for all that we have received. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. It was at a table with his friends that Jesus took bread, broke it, blessed it, passed it out. It was at a table where he took wine and blessed it and shared it among them. Jesus, born to be king, born in a stable. Jesus, a sign of life eternal, known to us in bread and wine. And the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And in the same way also, the cup after supper, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So we take bread. We take wine and we give thanks. Let us pray. Thank you, scandalous God, for giving yourself to the world, not in the powerful and the extraordinary, but in the weak and the familiar in a baby, in bread and wine. Thank you for offering at journey's end a new beginning, for setting in the poverty of a stable the richest jewel of your love, for revealing in a particular place your light for all nations. Thank you for bringing us to Bethlehem, house of bread, where the empty are filled and the filled are empty, where the poor find riches and the rich recognize their poverty, where all who kneel and hold out their hands are unstintingly fed. Thank you that you are present with us in bread and wine and in one another. Thank you for this table that reminds us of the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus. May this bread be for us as the body of Christ. May this wine be for us as the blood of Christ. And as we eat and drink, may we remember all those other Christmases that we have been a part of, and all those people that we have shared these good times with, and know that at this place we are surrounded by the communion of the saints. And may we rejoice that we are part of a worldwide company. Blessing and honor, glory and power belong to you, our God, now and forever. Amen. He took bread. He blessed it. He broke it. He shared it with them. This is my body, he said. It is broken for you. And the cup of blessing. This is my blood, he said. It is shed for you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The body of Christ. the blood of Christ. So what we're going to do is I invite you to stay seated and we're going to sing the Christmas carol hymn, Who Would Think That What Was Needed? Now, usually at this point, what there would be is some sort of mass snogathon where we all went round and wished one another a Merry Christmas and there'd be lots of kissing and cheery stuff like that. But obviously, virus, blah, blah. So we could do lots of bowing and nodding as we wish one another a Merry Christmas because it is Christmas Day. So, hoppa, let's get moving. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Zoomers. They're waving. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Who's that? Oh, yes, you can. Merry Christmas. Merry... Is it working now? Good. Good. A little moment. Do we know what went wrong? Good, even better. Merry Christmas. 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 Merry Christmas, Zoomers! Is there what are they saying?
Merry Christmas.
Hello, Abby. Yeah. Right, so let's remain as you are, whatever that looks like, and let us pray. Lord Jesus, born among us, we celebrate this joyous day with your eyes. May we look at our world as a place worthy of you, to know the light of your hope, born in the humblest of circumstances, and yet the one who has come to set us free. Thank you for this table that reminds us of your life and the ordinariness of it. And thank you for this time that reminds us of the extraordinary nature of your coming. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. So we join to sing our final carol on Christmas night, All Christians Sing. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, then the work of Christmas begins, to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release those in prison, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the peoples, and to make music in the heart. Amen.